This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it is Thursday at 4:30, which means Bad Tiki joins us momentarily. And, of course, he's brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. I remind you, and I tell you, for any of our first-time listeners, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being. He is not affiliated with or representative of the actual and real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by said Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Paisans, it's a great day to be back with you boys. Evie the Red, Tiki the Regular, Shawnee Salami, and Tommy the Boar. What are we getting together for a big Sunday dinner, huh? Bad Tiki makes a mean Sunday sauce. If you say gravy, I'll give you a smack. Madon!
I see what's going on here. Italian Bad Tiki is back again. This is obviously because of Tommy DeVito.
Listen, wise guy, I'm a real Italian. Always have been, always will be. And I don't see where you get off questioning my Italianness. I'm sensing some hostility. Don't make me come over there and fix your attitude myself. Oh, who touched my cannoli?
Hold on, Bad Tiki. Nobody's questioning you. Tommy DeVito's finally getting the start. We understand everybody's excited. It's okay for you to express yourself.
Express myself? What is this, therapy? Are you my therapist now? How about I call the shots and nobody has to lose any fingers? Okay. Yeah, Tommy DeVito's on the center now and things are about to change. A little spaghetti twirl, some nice meatballs, bing, bang, boom, the G-men are back in business. Manja, Bad Tiki, manja.
Bad Tiki, I love this enthusiasm. Now, this is what the Giants fans need. Finally, something we can all root for, right?
Shawnee, you said it best. Just like Nona made. The neighborhood kid knows just what to do. A little braggio, some Italian ice for dessert, an espresso, and Tommy Cutlets will be running around out there like Dominic the Donkey. Capiche? Bad Tiki, capiche?
Okay, you lost me a little bit on that one, Bad Tiki. Those are just Italian foods. What are you talking about?
Regular Tiki, what's the matter with you? Of course you don't understand. You're not a real New York Italian like me. I'm a paisan. I have style. I am tall. Fresh, tall paisan, Bad Tiki. Don't put the mozzarella in the fridge. You'll ruin it. Have some respect.
Bad Tiki, what do you think of the critics who are saying the Giants are just a clown show for putting Tommy DeVito in as starting quarterback?
Are you talking to me? Evan, how dare you disrespect me like that on my own show? You're this close to disappearing for good. Tommy is one of our own. Family comes first. Cutlets is like a brother to me. Next time you talk like that, I'll send my cousin Mario over to have a little chat. Ooh, pass the vodka sauce.
I mean no disrespect, Bad Tiki, but Giant fans actually want it both ways. They want to see DeVito go out and succeed, but they also want to see the Giants tank the season for a higher draft pick. And why would they pass on Drew Lock for the start? It just doesn't make a lot of sense, you know?
Don't overcook the pasta. Evan, let me explain something to you. The saddest thing in life is wasted talent. Put DeVito out there. Let our guy shine. It wasn't the right time for Drew Lock. I made sure the right guy got the job. And if DeVito happens to lose every game along the way, well, that would be a real shame. But maybe look at it as doing a service for the next generation of Giants fans. Oh, minestrone.
Wait, Bad Diggy. Are you saying you had something to do with this Drew Lock situation?
Regular Tiki. You want a job done right? You send in the Italian. Oh, that's God. All I got to say about that. This Drew Lock situation is unfortunate. He's a good kid. I like him. I really do. But sometimes accidents can happen. I would hate to see something happen that anyone who tries to interfere with Tommy and his destiny, it would be a real shame. Like not having some nice antipasto before dinner.
I see what's going on here, Bad Tiki. Enough said, all right? Come on.
There you go, Evan. You're learning. Maybe there's hope for you after all. A little hair gel, some new clothes, a taste of the culture. One day you could be a made guy. Bad Tiki's the boss around here, you know. Shut up, Tommy.
All right, Bad Tiki. I've been on the record saying Tommy DeVito is the future of the Giants. He's going to turn the entire franchise around. All Giant fans, including you, Bad Tiki.
Shut up, Tommy. Negative Tommy. Handle this guy.
Positive Tommy. Stop being positive. Tommy DeVito is not the answer. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Brock Purdy. He's not even Geno Smith. If DeVito plays well enough to win, we are doomed. Either way, the Giants are screwed. Juan Soto is going to see how terrible the Giants are, and it's going to make him sign with the friggin' Blue Jays. Don't believe in me. Don't believe in the Giants. Brian Daboll is not the QB whisperer. What has he been whispering to Daniel Jones for 3 years? To suck, because we suck. Everything sucks. Bad Tiki, my life sucks. You're not even really Italian. Free me from this life, Bad Tiki. My throat hurts from screaming.
Ashbet, calm yourself. Have a little cappuccino. I'll never free you from this life. I created you to torture you in perpetuity. That's the fun. Okay, gotta go now. I got a nice lasagna in the oven. It smells like my mother used to make when I lived in her basement until I was 36. Okay, losers, I gotta go. Forza Tommy DeVito. Forza Italia. Forza Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, out.
All right, thank you, Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki is Negative Tommy's my favorite, though, I have to say.
I'm telling you.
Negative Tommy.
Negative Tommy. How do you put him out of his misery?
I think that's what he wants. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. All those views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki, they do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. I want to give, like, Negative Tommy a segment. I think Negative Tommy should get a weekly spot.
Negative Tommy wants to be offed.
He's begging to be offed at the end. Let's get to some of your calls. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ruben in Belleville. How you doing today, Ruben?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Listen, great job by Bad Tiki. I have to say, I want to get back to that report, the podcast, whatever it was, where they talked about the Yankees.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second thing that's come out, right? The scouting report said that we basically don't know how to play baseball. And this is what the Boone haters have been yelling for 4 years. We are not a good ball club. We don't know how to run the bases. We're not good in pressure situations. We're not good in situational hitting. We're not good. We bash our way through the regular season, beating up on the White Sox and the little guys, and then we get to the playoffs. We got lucky there was no Houston. We're not good. We have no fundamentals.
Ruben, that, like, the whole not good thing, I can't get on. I mean, they won over 90 games and won the division, and it wasn't simply beating up bad teams to do it. Now, if you want to say we are not a good defensive team overall, we are not a fundamentally clean team overall, we don't run the bases smart enough, that's fair. Those are three fair critiques, but I don't think you can run the whole team down and say, we're not that good. You got to the World Series.
No, you are good. You're just not good enough. And if you're going to keep saying that you're not flawed and that you do have great fundamentals, which you might have good fundamentals, great, I wouldn't agree with, and that the error sometimes puts you in compromised positions, right? Then you can win, but you're not going to win against the best teams.
I guess the question I would have is, there are a lot of different ways the Yankees can go about this offseason. And obviously, keeping Soto versus not keeping Soto is going to play a big role in it. If they lose Juan Soto, they're going to have a lot more money to spend. And maybe it's more realistic that Alex Bregman, who's a really good defensive third baseman, is here. So I know it's tough to know the specific names of who's going to be here. But I'm pretty sure Gleyber Torres isn't. I'm also pretty sure that Anthony Rizzo at his age isn't. And so there's a really good chance that the Yankees are just going to play better defensive players at those two spots.
Caleb Durbin.
That is on the table. Jazz Chisholm is at a more comfortable second base. Caleb Durbin maybe ends up becoming their third baseman. And who knows? Maybe they make a trade for Cody Bellinger and he provides good defense at first base. Would it be enough, Tiki, to just have better defensive players on your team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it would. But, you know, it begs a question. And, Sean, you can probably answer this. If you don't sign Juan Soto, the Yankees don't sign Juan Soto, is it still like win now?
Yes.
Is it still, got to win this season? Or is it because you have two of the great players in Major League Baseball? Or is it, you know, we got some young players that are going to end up playing Caleb Durbin, even though I think the better option would be Bregman, as Evan is talking about. Like, just do it differently, but keep it win now, as opposed to, let's bring some of these young guys. Let's get Jason Dominguez in, you know, get a lot of playing time. Let's develop him in real time. And, yeah, I know it's costing some of the years potentially of Aaron Judge, but what becomes I guess it's always win now, but you know what I mean, like the realistic, like, expectation if they don't sign Juan Soto.
Well, Caleb Durbin, I think, goes out the window and maybe gets traded for somebody because they probably do sign a Bregman. Tiki, they just went to a World Series, and the whole key here is Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole are not getting younger. They're on now the wrong side of 30 here at this point. So it has to be win now to some extent. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do the win now and have Dominguez, who you promoted 2 years ago as a big star, be a part of it, but it can't just be three influx of young players now because Soto's gone.
No, they're going to do and what they should do. Now, you got to get the right guys, because the worst thing you can do when you lose a free agent is to pivot out of desperation. And I'll give you three specific examples where it happened. I'll give a Yankee one, more familiar with Yankee fans. When they lost Robbie Cano, their pivot was Jacoby Ellsbury and Brian McCann.
Yeah.
That's not a good pivot.
No, it didn't work out.
When the Mets lost Darryl Strawberry, their pivot was a washed-up Vince Coleman. When the Red Sox lost Mo Vaughn, their pivot was Jose Offerman. I'm just giving you those three examples. So sometimes, and by the way, the Cardinals lost Albert Pujols. I think their pivot was like Carlos Beltran. It was good. Like, they made good pivots. So you'd have to pivot with the right guys, but they will pivot. Like, there's no way the Yankees would lose Juan Soto and say, I guess we should go even younger. No, it may be a Bregman-Christian Walker combination or an Anthony Santander-Bregman combination or whatever you want to come up with. That's certainly debatable, and we'll do it, especially if Soto leaves. But no, they're balls to the wall. They got to win.